This is a letter that I have titled, So Far We Have Slept Little, dated January the 15th, 1970, written by Z. Charnot. Charnot here, Hotel Vidahus. So far, we have slept little this night. We have experienced some considerable upset, tears, and inward pain. Both the blessing of awareness and the ability to extend inward care and communicate the need of any part of the goodly company to other parts, and the curse of outward composure and inward turbulence, no longer having use, comes with the inner tie and touch. Our care swells for people so weary and worn of the intimidating demands for attentiveness and resources, who because of swift and forceful minds are sought as givers, givers of some direction that others don't have to hesitate to accept, because their chosen directions are effective, and they can rest in the shelter of worth from a world which would otherwise have a hard time finding the worth of their practices or nature. Am I too coded? Brow, Fawcett, and company have made ugly faces, then said I am beautiful, have stirred and demanded since their arrival here. Until moments ago they ran down the halls, slammed doors, refused to answer the door when knocked upon, but more. As a cloak, they have said, John Lennon's worth and dignity, already acclaimed by what he has made happen in the world, is my worth, and I can prove it. The burden of compensation is laid upon John and Yoko without choice. Saying, it is not my fault, makes no difference. The pattern of energy is invoked when the cloak and the credentials are used. If no one wants to believe this, all that can be done is to wait and watch the weary and worn fall, because no matter how great our care may be, the whole world cannot be furnished worth by the effort of ones even as effective as John and Yoko have been. As intangible as it may be, this night we have exerted ourselves to an extremity that cannot help but distribute back to those in whom we are anchored. My apologies that our capacity was so meager that you too probably experienced a discomforted night. It is nearly 5 o'clock in the morning. I am so weary I must yield to consequence. Let us not come together in a swollen need and mutual demand, but peace and resolve.